This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry reported Thursday Israeli bombing killed dozens of people as regional tensions have surged over the almost three-month-old war. A U.S. official speaking on the condition of anonymity said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to head to the Middle East Thursday. It will be Blinken's fourth trip to the region since the Hamas attack of October 7th triggered the bloodiest ever Gaza war. The Israeli military has reported more strikes in and around Gaza City, now a largely devastated urban combat zone, and Khan Yunis, the biggest city in the territory's south. The Israeli army said it targeted terrorists attempting to place an explosive device near soldiers and an arms depot in Khan Yunis. The United States and 12 allies have given what amounts to a final warning to Houthi rebels, telling the militants to cease their attacks on vessels in the Red Sea or face potential targeted military action. The Yemen-based militants have carried out at least 23 attacks in response to the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza since December 19th. Speaking to the UN Security Council, Assistant Secretary General Khalid Kiari said that continued Houthi threats to maritime navigation, coupled with the risk of further military escalation, remain a serious concern.
The United Nations continue to warn against the adverse political, security, economic, and humanitarian repercussions of military escalation in the Red Sea and the risk of exacerbating regional tensions. Continued Houthi threats to maritime navigation, coupled with the risk of further military escalation, remains of serious concern and could potentially impact millions in Yemen, the region, and globally.
In response to the Houthi attacks last month, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the establishment of Operation Prosperity Guardian, a multinational security mission to ensure safe transit through the Red Sea region. This is VOA News.